This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, care of Schnepps Nursing Home, SCHN, like November, E, PP, like Paul, S. Fax 989-681-3781. Regarding Elden, E-L-D-E-N, Stamm, S-T-A-M-M, like Mary. Date of birth 10-19 of 1941. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Stamm with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, COPD, and ongoing weight loss. He was living at home prior to developing COVID in July of this year, and then he required admission to Schnepps after hospitalization. He's not done well since he was admitted to Schnepps. He's actually lost 8 pounds since his last visit in June. It was June 12th of 2023, last time he was seen at this practice. He has told his family he does not wish to have dialysis, even if kidney function gets much worse. And he was seeing Jennifer Garcia at the Congestive Heart Failure Clinic for the ischemic cardiomyopathy and fluid management. The staff did hold all of his diuretics when he was very had very low blood pressure. And they were questioning whether those need to be continued or held. And we would like Jennifer Garcia involved in that, in the Congestive Heart Failure Clinic. He is very, very sleepy and lethargic today. He wakes up enough to say hello and then falls immediately back to sleep. And the nurse reports that he has been like that since he was admitted in July. There are discussions with his family about starting hospice, so that may be ensuing soon. And seeing him even through telemedicine view, he looks very ill and very lethargic, and this may be a very good idea to involve hospice. Medications, medication list is reviewed. We do still list the Bumex 1 milligram daily, but that is held if the blood pressure is systolic blood pressure is less than 90. He has Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram for secondary hyperparathyroidism, Plavix, Lipitor, Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day for paroxysmal AFib. Metalazone 2.5 milligram is supposed to be given Monday and Friday, but that's been on hold from 11:30 through 12:07 due to low blood pressure. Metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day, that's to be on hold if systolic blood pressure is less than 110, heart rate less than 60, and that's been on hold. Also, spironolactone is 25 milligram once a day, also on hold from 11:30 until present. And Tums every 8 hours as needed for GI upset. Physical exam, weight 130 pounds, pulse 70, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure 94 over 60, and he has lost 8 pounds over the last 6 months. He looks very ill, very thin, and he's very lethargic today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-4 of 2023, and creatinine is slightly improved, 1.88, probably because he's not getting some of the diuretics. And his estimated GFR is 35. Albumin is very low at 3.0. He's not eating much either. Sodium, 136. Potassium, 4.0. Carbon dioxide, 30. Calcium, 8.4. Hemoglobin, 11.0. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, with slightly improved creatinine levels, ischemic cardiomyopathy with very low blood pressure, and chronic COPD. I would like you to check with Jennifer Garcia at the Congestive Heart Failure Clinic to see how she feels about the diuretics at this point. I suggest that ziroxaline probably needs to be held, as well as perhaps aldactone, spironolactone may need to be held or decreased in dose, and maybe Bumex also. We will continue to do labs every month unless he starts hospice, and then at that point we don't need to do that anymore. And we aren't scheduling a follow-up visit until we know the decision about hospice. If the family decides against hospice, we will have a follow-up visit in 3 months. So please let us know what the final decision is about his choice about hospice. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.